Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Roastcast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo, AB.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think of the episode?
I liked it.
Disagree. Before we get started...
I saw some Roastcast ES...
that hasn't been the
Roastcast
Twitter
podcast.
Handle in
what
literally
is it?
Years.
Roastcast Podcast?
At Roastcast Podcast. Thanks
at
for
Roastcast
following,
podcast,
AB.
Roastcast Podcast, follow. Anyways, I saw something on there... I think it was like someone falling asleep.
The Larry David gif?
Yeah, he was yawning.
It was a good yawn.
I didn't agree. I don't agree. I was very entertained by this entire episode. What's the problem? What is the problem, Rim?
Well, I got 16 pages of notes here.
Let me tell you what your problem is to begin with.
I would love to. How long you got? Go ahead.
You're mad about your dude.
Oh, that was tough.
Embarrassing himself
that was tough
for most
to see.
Of the... Well, I'm sure we'll touch on this more later, but he embarrassed himself this entire episode. What's that guy's name?
Blake Moynes.
He embarrassed himself.
Yeah. Needless to say, I rescind my next Bachelor.
You said that goes without saying.
That no take I've ever had has aged so poorly, so quickly. It's unfathomable to even grasp how I could have thought that now after seeing that episode. Big announcement, AB. Fun announcement. When I hit publish on this episode, okay? So by the time you hear it, there will be a ton of new Roastcast merch available.
Wow.
I'll put the... rimandab.com/merch. I haven't set that redirect up yet, so that might not work. But if it doesn't, we're going to put the link in the episode description on the social media. Listen, I believe nine new designs.
Nine?
Maybe 10. I might be doubling up. I might be doubling up here and there. I might be like counting one color.
Yeah, well,
the
you
same
gotta count. Yeah.
Skew.
That's how you do it in the business.
Yeah, all skews. So yeah, I won't go through them all here. They're good. Check it out if you're interested. Holidays will be here before you know it. Okay.
Nothing warms my heart than seeing someone in a Roastcast t-shirt, period.
Truly. Period. I got nothing else said. I like seeing
period.
It.
I love seeing it.
It's nice for people to do that. I enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Here are my two big takeaways from this episode before we get breaking down into it. One, a production note, okay?
Okay.
For the premiere, there's this curiosity factor, AB, about how this is going to go down, how this is going to look filming in one location. I am here to report it doesn't look good. Okay, the lack of setting change, the lack of whisking off hurts the show more than I expected. It's just, I didn't expect to miss the helicopter rides as much as I do, you know? Most of the episode was really dark. They have to do everything at night because it's so hot outside. They're in Palm Springs.
I hear you.
It's probably 120.
Hey.
Okay, I didn't know if you heard that. It's very hot in Palm Springs.
I understand.
Springs.
Yeah, I get you.
Beggars can't be choosers. I understand that. But something is lost when this show can't.
Well, I hate to agree with you, Rim, but you know us. We're scenery guys. We love scenery. We love a good, you know, beautiful,
that's why I watch Yellowstone,
huge,
a terrible
we love
show.
Huge settings too. Not just small scenery.
Panoramas.
We like huge. You got to scan the whole skyline and it's got to be beautiful. We love that type of stuff.
I want to press pause and be like, wow, look at that.
Breathtaking.
Can't do that.
Panoramas. That's what we like. We are going to be missing that this entire season. It didn't It didn't hit me until you said that, really. So it didn't affect me this first
time. I feel
episode.
Bad about saying it because now you're going to notice it and everyone else is going to be like, actually, yeah, this does kind of. When it's like you get a date card, you just walk.
You go to like a conference room at La Quinta.
You go to a conference room. Secondly, and you might not agree with this take based on what you've said already. I don't think Claire is a very good lead.
Okay.
When she was announced as the Bachelorette, I was very excited. I think the words I used were, and this is a quote, I predict Claire will be an immensely popular Bachelorette. I do not think that prediction is on course to come true. She seems to spend a lot of non-Dale time trying to create like viral monologue speech moments. And they're forced. They come off as forced. She's trying to recapture the magic of the Juan Pablo Teloff. And I got to tell you, it ain't going to happen. It's just not. That's not going to happen. So long story short, Redacted can't get here soon enough. Any reaction to those? Agree or disagree?
I agree with what you're saying about Claire in particular. I do think she has one quality that I really like in her as a lead. Stay tuned. Okay?
I am excited for that. There's things that she did this episode that I was like, I love that.
Yeah. She has one quality. Not saying that's the only one, but one in particular really stood out to me this episode that I loved about her. So I don't completely agree that she's a bad lead.
She's not as good as I was hoping. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. We're almost through her season.
Yeah, we're almost done. You think next episode? I think someone told us 4 episodes. It seems like shit's coming to.
Someone. It's coming to a head next week, I think. I think 2 more max. 2 more max. Anyway, the episode. Beginning of the episode. The fellow is popping champagne no later than 10, 11, and in the morning. It is indicated that they are staying in separate rooms against my wishes. By the end of this episode, I came around on that idea, specifically because of the credits scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
First date card, Riley, Jordan, Yosef, Ivan, Ben, Bennett, Zach C, Zach J.
Why'd you say Bennett twice?
Because I said Bennett first.
I thought you were emphasizing him.
No. I could do that too. I'd love Bennett. We'll get to that later. And Dale's on this group date. Were you surprised by that?
No. Wait, no.
Okay.
She couldn't keep her. Couldn't stay apart. Not a single second longer.
If anyone's gonna be on multiple group dates and one-on-one dates in like the same week, it's him.
I didn't think there was a 0% chance that he would be getting a one-on-one also. I did not think that was out of the realm of possibility here.
I was surprised he didn't get the one-on-one.
So no, I wasn't surprised he was on this group date at all.
So they walk down the block there, a few hundred feet to some chapel-looking thing where Claire's waiting. Chris is waiting inside, okay, doing some heavy lifting this season, hosting the group dates, dropping off the date card, doing some hosting. And he says, this was a complete nothing moment, but it stood out to me. He goes, I know you guys have been racking your brain trying to figure out what this date is all about ever since I dropped the card off. Ever since I dropped the card off. It could not have been more than 5 minutes. They got the date card, they got the names, and they were already dressed. They walked to the date. Chris literally put a jacket on and jogged ahead of them and was like, bet you guys have been trying to figure this out, huh?
No, we're just here for the date. No one cares.
Yeah, no one thought twice about what the date card said. Anyway, it's a love languages date. What'd you make of this?
Well, first I'd like to point out, I'm reading into everything. You know how I do, Rim.
Yes, I'm glad you are.
Chris, to the group. Okay.
Yeah.
Looking at Dale. Hey, Dale. Basically says, you're the front runner here. Do you want to talk?
Was it worth it to get the tests?
Yeah. Was it worth it? You're the front runner. Is it worth it for you?
Well, he got the first impression, though. So it's not like it came out of nowhere. He did. Dale was the only person he mentioned by name.
Yeah. It just seems like Dale. It's all Dale. And it is. With production, everything is Dale. He gets the most camera time. He'll just be sitting there doing nothing. And they'll scan to Dale.
Yeah. Well, and everything that he says gets shown in full. It's not as chopped up as everybody else. It's like a Dale. That season is like a Dale, like High School Hoops mixtape. Like, you know what I mean? Just Love Languages Day, a real thrill. First up, words of affirmation to Claire while she stands in this.
Were you saying that sarcastically, Rim?
This is, I didn't enjoy this date. It was.
I'm a big love languages guy, so as soon as you say love language,
for
a television date,
it's. Let's get to it. You have anything to say about the setting, which was a darkened?
Listen, Rim. Here's the thing. A darkened room. You can't come in here with the same expectations you have on a regular season. It's not fair. What you're doing right now?
I know.
I'm pointing at you. What you're doing right now is not fair to ABC, to Claire, to the producers, anyone, to Chris Harrison. This isn't fair, Rim. You can't look at it through the same lens. What are they going to do?
I understand.
We're getting
a season in
quarantine.
It's still funny that they just go into a dark room with like a cardboard castle.
Of course,
and that's
it's funny.
That's the date we have
These
to watch
guys
now.
These guys' bachelorette experience is trash compared to everyone else. Oh. Absolute trash. It's a joke.
No question about that. Ben starts. So they have to say things to Claire. Words of affirmation to Claire.
She's sitting up kind of. They're in a small room.
Situation.
So they're kind of doing like a Rapunzel, but she's only like maybe a foot taller than them because the ceiling.
Eye level with Jason.
They're in a small room.
Ben goes first, says something totally nondescript, okay? Chose the harder path in life. Then he kind of thanks her for having him.
I'm reading into her. Were you watching her body language here, Rim? Her smiles, the eyes.
What was she doing? I only do that with Dale.
With Ben, I would say she was fake smiling. You know, like, you forcing yourself to smile it's not real. Her smile wasn't real here with Ben. I will tell you that. Okay?
Noted.
It was happy to be here. Well, smile.
What was kind of weird was he said something I didn't think was groundbreaking necessarily.
No, he didn't say anything.
And she felt like it was the biggest, this amazing moment where he bared his soul. And then she mentioned like, it can't, you know, it's so hard to do what you just did, let alone in front of a group of men, as if this was like, all these guys are like the bullies in a high school John Hughes 80s movie. Like it was not that big a deal. And it was made to be this like, wow, can you believe he said that
in front of these
guys?
It's like, and the other thing is they're all doing it. So everyone has a turn.
That's the part of the date.
Yeah.
You get no credit for me, Ben, for doing this basic task.
Absolutely not.
Anyway, some of the guys say some good stuff.
Sure.
Pretty vulnerable and revealing and sincere, but that's all glossed over in favor of Dale.
Fake smiles on all the other guys. She was
grinning, bearing it.
Yeah, she was just trying to get through this.
What'd you think of the Dale portion? She almost fell out of the window.
Yeah,
he was talking.
Holy cow! First of all, I needed to slow this tape down. You know, we got to do it whenever Dale comes up. You slow the tape. You rewind it. You watch it a couple times. You read into some things. Rim, do you want to know what she was doing? I got a couple things to note.
Slow-mo notes?
I wish I had slow-mo. I wish I could go 0.5. First of all, real smile.
No.
Flirty smile. Okay? Flirty smile. Flirty hair tosses. Multiple flirty hair tosses. Okay? She didn't touch her hair with the other guys. The hair was in her face. You know how when the hair's not in their face and they're just flipping it to make.
Yeah.
That's what she was doing when Dale was up. She's beside her. I think it's involuntary flirting when Dale's up.
It's real enthusiasm. There's no question that
I think she is nervous. I think she's nervous. She doesn't have herself fully together when Dale's around.
Do you think he reciprocates that same vibe around her? Or do you think Claire is providing most of the enthusiasm for them two and Dale is more or less along for the ride with her?
I think he's really into her. Is that what you're asking? I don't know exactly
what
you're asking.
It just seems like...
I think there's a different... You can tell it more because you're seeing her reactions to other guys. And it's not the same as she's showing to Dale. So it's hard to judge how into her Dale is, but it seems like it's going both ways here.
Okay. After the break, we see the guys kind of sprinting through the courtyard to their separate rooms. It's time to find personal effects for this portion of the date. The gifts love language of the date. Ivan gives her a queen chess piece. I thought that was really cute. He's keeping the king. That's a good, that's the obvious Ivan thing, and it worked for me. Riley gives her a very sentimental baseball from his last ever game, on which he has an inscribed message, don't complain, just figure it out. AB, this seemed like something she should have not kept. This seemed something very important
back.
To him.
What is that?
Yeah, you don't need that. That's not as important to you as it is to him. Please return that.
It's not important to her at all.
No. He kept that 8-year-old baseball as like a memento that he takes everywhere he goes. It's vital to his day-to-day life. He needs that back. Ben gave her a t-shirt.
His favorite t-shirt.
Well, probably not. My guess is it's just a t-shirt, and he said, this is my favorite.
I mean, these boys were scrambling to find something to give her.
He had nothing. Absolutely. So you can wear this scrambling as a nightgown. Not great from Ben.
No.
Dale brought her some dog perfume. You want to read between the lines? And do you think he...
Yeah, I want to read between the lines. What? The rest of these guys obviously were just scrambling, finding stuff that was in their room.
Random
Dale
stuff.
Dale appeared to know that he needed to have a gift for Claire. Why would he have dog perfume?
Well, the response to that is he has a dog, but his dog is not with
him. His dog's not there. Why would he have the dog perfume there?
Exactly.
You want to hear, not only do I think they talked before, I think there's some communication going on while they're there. Okay. Okay.
Hey, could you pick up his dog perfume for me?
Dale, just a heads up, you're going to need a present for me in this upcoming group date you're going to get tomorrow. Just a heads up.
Not a lot, but about 50-50 dissent from people in the mailbag about whether or not, a lot of people don't think they talked before.
There's some stuff that has me lean the other way too now. I still don't buy it. I don't buy it.
That's fine. I mean, a lot of people are with you. Some people, I don't think we'll ever know. I don't think they'll ever be honest about it, no matter what. So, next up, the physical. I feel bad for the guys who ran and got gifts and their gifts were not shown on the screen. That's a real bummer. Next up, the physical touch love language portion.
Okay.
They put blindfolds on and hug. Most of them hugged. They all hugged. I don't know why I said like somebody kissed. That would be outrageous. No, they just hugged.
They're all sitting there. The let's look at the optics of this date here, Rim. Weird situation.
It's very weird.
So you blindfold two of them, and then the rest of them just sit there not blindfolded and watch you two touch each other
in a semicircle. Yeah,
it's weird.
I would be very, I was uncomfortable watching it. I can't imagine what the other people were. And the blindfolds, what they're doing with the blindfolds on is also weird. I would almost rather see people kiss naturally off to the side in a date. You know, when that happens, like at a cocktail, oh, I saw him kissing or something. Like, that's like,
why
I'm prepared for that moment. This is like, this is a strange, just kind of rubbing activity.
That's the thing. Anything goes. If you have a blindfold on, you can touch whatever you want. As long as you have a blindfold act like, on, it's weird. You're right. It's weird.
Riley kisses her. Everyone's hugging her, and Riley kisses her hand and acted like that was some totally innovative. He's like, I'm going to kiss. Check this out. I'm going to kiss her hand. She'd be blown away. A hilarious move from Riley. Then we get to the Dale portion.
Holy cow.
Dale got, or Claire got, whoa. Would you say breathy was a way to describe how Claire reacted to Dale?
Turn the damn lights off, Rim. The bachelorette's on. Okay? Turn the lights off. Whoa. Yeah, I would say she's that. She, I don't know if I, maybe I'm just looking into this, but I thought she moaned, Rim.
It was bordering on a moan. I'll run the tape back.
Holy cow. She goes, oh, I know this smell, and then lets out a moan.
It was a lot. One of the other guys, I forgot his name. They don't even bother putting, you are
they
right.
Don't have they the don't names. Put names on they the don't screen. Have the names. I'm having a very hard time.
It's bad.
I have to watch the show with the cast stuff up, and then I have to run it back to add to my notes on which guy it is, because they don't put the names.
Exactly.
You have to do the work yourself.
Anyway, so that was interesting. One of those guys was like, he basically acknowledged that Dale and Claire are on another level, and there's basically no chance he can't catch up. He basically acknowledges that there's no chance, like, he can't surpass Dale in the next couple weeks.
It's impossible.
Anyway, after the date, Chris addresses the guys and rebrands what was previously known as the nighttime portion into quality time. Do you have a take on that? Do we have to do that from now on? The time is not quality.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
Anyway, at the quality time portion. I'm excited to hear what you thought of this moment, AB, because this was I think this was the turning
point. Is this where
point.
You turned?
She gives us toast. She asks how everybody's been. Bennett says, you know, we missed you. Ivan said something about, you know, we just respect you so much. That's fine. Then there's a silence that was about that long. Okay.
Yeah.
Not
just
much
just
longer
a couple
than that.
Seconds. Yeah.
A regular
no big
amount
deal.
Of silence.
No big
okay?
deal.
Okay. And Claire breaks the silence by saying, should we get this started? You know, does anybody want to step up to the plate and steal me
yeah.
away? Like, Claire thought that that silence indicated that no one wanted to spend time with her. Okay. Just to recap. These guys, okay, the Q-tips.
Deep nasal.
Multiple times, deep into their skulls, sat in hotel rooms for 2 weeks without contact with the outside world. They're now sitting outside in 100-degree heat in the middle of the desert. They live with the guilt that their coworkers have to cover for them at work because they're on a reality TV dating show. Are they not granted, you know, the occasional awkward silence while, you know, maybe they're too nice a guy that nobody wants to steal you away, right? Maybe, you know, I say a lot of times on group dates, there should be group discussion once in a while. There never is because somebody steals right away. You know, can we just pump the brakes on the getting upset about a brief moment of silence to begin a group date? That was my opinion, AB. I'm done. That's it. I feel like you don't want to agree, but...
Well, no, I agree. I just don't... Let's talk about the rest of it first, because then she comes back, and that's when it really goes off the rails for her.
So Bennett says, hey, you know, I'd love to talk.
Yeah, let's go talk.
Bennett, to his discredit, gave a few bad answers. He was like, well, we were just having, me and the boys were just having so much.
We were just having drinks. Me and the boys were just having some drinks.
But, you know, me and the boys would have stayed there all night if you didn't say that. That was not the right thing to say, Bennett.
We were having a blast out there until you showed up.
Yeah, that was the wrong thing to say. Okay. So they have some one-on-one time, and Claire says, you know, I want to get to know more about you. So Bennett talks about how sweet his life is, because it has been. There's
it is
really no
sweet.
The guy's
it's
had a sweet,
sweet
life.
Life.
Very quickly after this begins, she admits, you know, I want to talk to you, but I just can't,
I can't
get
even
a,
listen,
I can't
to,
even
what
listen to what you're saying. I can't
I'm
get
so
over
mad.
This. Then she leaves the conversation to go admonish the other guys for not whistling. What did you make of this moment, AB? She said, before I explode, I need to talk to these guys.
I couldn't agree with what you said, okay. Boardroom. It was too much. It's keep in mind, this is these guys' first opportunity.
First opportunity, first date.
First, you know, time being on reality TV. Maybe some of them don't know the logistics here, what the rules are.
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't know.
It is conceivable that a lot of them do not watch the show. Okay, this is an older group of
and
men
even if
compared
you watch,
to past seasons.
Even if you watch the show, say I go on there.
I'd have to tell your wife, I'll be honest. Yeah, go ahead.
Say I'm single, I go on there. Yeah. From what I've seen, I don't know if I'm taking you first this early. It's not always the best choice to go first, to steal her away first, because sometimes the people get all salty with you.
Exactly.
I don't want that.
Yourself,
so
yeah.
Maybe all of them were in that situation. Like, no, I'm not going to be first to see them away and get all the guys mad at me. All these, I'm not going to become the enemy right now. It's just too early to think that. Like, and it wasn't that long.
The silence was not that long.
It wasn't that long. It wasn't cut or anything. We saw the full play of the tape. It wasn't that long. She's the one who made it awkward. Someone was going to take her. Eventually.
At some point, yeah.
It was no big deal. It was no big deal. All these guys want to talk to you, too. That's the other thing. All of them want to talk to you. What else would they be doing?
So she comes back, upset with the guys. First off, it should be noted, Bennett is left. She left Bennett. She didn't go back with Bennett.
Yeah,
Bennett didn't come back. No,
yeah.
Bennett was stuck there. She said, at the end of the day, this was one of many trying to create a moment.
Yeah,
monologue
I agree.
From Claire.
Right here, I agree.
It's hard not to roll. I am not.
This
is
an eye
with,
roll.
Exactly. This. I don't disagree
speech.
With her sentiments when she gives these speeches. I don't disagree with what she's saying about herself. Right. It's just so forced that it's hard not to be like.
You can't just make
on.
Up conflict, Rim. You can't just make it up.
No.
You can't make up that these guys don't want to be. Nothing they've done so far has shown you that they don't want to talk to you.
No.
And this wasn't enough to, you know, if it was multiple dates and you're having to force the, you
sure.
know, the conversations and you're having to, I think Hannah had a moment where she's like, you guys need to fucking pick it up.
Yes.
Here.
Talk to me about real stuff.
We need to have conversations here. That makes sense. Now, first group date, this is forced.
So she comes back, and then the guys took turns, you know, jostling, fumbling over themselves, trying to take her away. They're all giving these little speeches. I will note the, like, three or four guys were like, you know, let's go. It's time to go. She more or less ignored them until Dale offered to do it, and she's like, let's go, Dale. Just totally ignoring everybody else. Do you have anything on the Yosef Riley, the Yosef comment and the Yosef Riley conflict? I have here, I don't care about this conflict, but go ahead.
I don't care about any of the Yosef conflicts, and he's in a lot of them. I will point out, Yosef has been in both of the conflicts so far, so you know he's bad news, Rim. Okay?
And I think this episode ended with, like, Yosef is now digging his own grave here, yeah.
I will say, what he did here did not deserve any of the backlash he got from Riley. All he said was, I think I can speak for the rest of the guys. And then he was just going to say, like, we're all here for the right reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And Riley, like, took this stand that someone cannot be speaking for him.
wait till you see what he says you can't speak for me.
Let's see if he says something that you believe.
Yeah, maybe you agree.
I think
with
he was going to say a pretty throwaway comment about how everyone's here for the right reasons and we're all sorry, which is accurate. So, I mean, I don't like Yosef, but this didn't seem like an appropriate reaction from Riley either.
There was one minor thing that I think was probably a bigger deal on the internet than on the show. Was he said, "You're crazy if you think we're not here for you." Riley took offense to the term crazy.
I noted that.
I get why that was an upsetting thing for some people. I think Yosef puts his foot in his mouth. Yosef doesn't really get the benefit of the doubt on stuff like this, but I don't think he meant it in, like, the women are crazy trope way. It was a figure of speech. Like, come on, you know, we're here for you, but I understand why that...
I'm not going to apologize for Yosef.
No, you won't find me defending Yosef.
No, I don't care. If you guys want to rip into him, go ahead.
That's fine. Yeah, that's not the hill I'm going to die on here.
No. Again, we don't
I don't care,
care about
that's
Yosef.
I don't
that's
care about
the main
this.
Point. That's the main thing about Yosef and all his arguments and everything he's got going on. I don't care about it.
Don't care.
He's not a contender here. I don't think he's a good guy. He's got too many red flags. I'm out.
Do you think the fact that we know the outcome of Claire's portion dampens every conflict? Because it's like, why should we get invested? Or are these just lame conflicts? So far on this season, I think the conflicts have
It's been too early. How do you have conflicts with people that you've barely had? Like, the first night... They're talking. They've just got out of quarantine, and these dudes are stirring up some off-screen conflict. Like, it's too early. We don't even know if Yosef's even a contender. Why would I give a shit about the 15th place guy if he's here for the wrong reasons? I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Now, if you get into the top six and you're there for the wrong reasons, that's when you get some conflicts that I'm interested in.
Moving on, Dale and
that
Claire.
That being said, I'm glad Yosef's here.
We need something to break up.
I'm glad he's here.
Dale and Claire one-on-one time. Dale says he doesn't like Claire feeling, quote, like that, so she kisses him immediately.
Instant kiss.
This was like a...
Long-term relationship kiss.
Are you looking at my Google Doc? That's unbelievable. I have that exact same... I said this was a long-term relationship... That's weird
that's what it was.
That's weird that you have that.
It's not weird.
This is a little smoochy.
We saw what they did. That was a kiss you give when you're in a long-term relationship with someone. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
That weirded me out that you said that. I 100% agree. Claire says
that
Dale...
term that's never been used in the world. We both had in our notes.
No, I'm just saying to describe the kiss like that was anyway.
I know. I'm saying no one's ever used long-term relationship.
Oh, you weren't being
kissy.
Sarcastic there. Okay.
No one's ever used that term, and we both have it in our notes.
Absolute mind meld going on. Okay, Claire says Dale scares her. She says, "I totally have feelings for you, Dale." I think she's teeing a lot of things up for Dale for him to. It's BP. This is BP for Dale, and he's hitting bombs out of the park. Do you have anything else on this? They make out under the moonlight.
No, they made out. Steamy kiss. Chemistry's there. Everything's there that you could want in a bachelor couple. I don't know what to tell you.
Back at the house. Technically, it's a hotel room.
Are we calling it a house? That was the other question.
Well, we have merch to sell with that phrase on it. So back at the house is what we're going to be referring to the hotel lobby. Descartes, Jason. Mild surprise. I would have guessed Blake. Before this moment, I would have said Blake Moynes. And so would Blake Moynes have, apparently. Back in the day. Okay, Jay and Claire. This was a name I had to look up. Jay.
I'm looking it up right now.
You're trying to jog your memory about what he looks like? This was a pretty serious and interesting discussion. Do you have anything on Jay and
Claire? Okay, here's the problem, Rim. I have this in my notes as Zach C because I'm trying to look up face. I'm trying to match the picture, just the picture with the face I'm seeing on my screen. Zach C and Jay kind of look a little bit similar. So I thought this was Zach C sitting down with Claire. This whole conversation, okay?
Later in the episode, Claire sent someone home unceremoniously. For hours, I thought it was a different person than who it was.
Yeah.
They don't put the names up, and I'm less incentivized to learn the names.
It's hard. It's tough right now for us. I need everyone to note that. It's tough.
It's tough out here.
Rim and AB are struggling with these names, and they're not making it easy on us.
No,
I have Zach C sits down with her. That's what I have in my notes here.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's two Zachs. And one has an H and one doesn't. One just has a C.
This is the Zach. This is Zach. I wrote down
this
Zach.
This is Zach. This is Jay.
No, but who I wrote down that looks like Jay
is
Zach without the K or the H. Do people spell it with K?
Yeah, Zach Morris. People spell it with K. I think it's fallen.
Okay. Well, this guy, we have a Zach with an H and a Zach without an H. The Zach without the H is who I thought this was. Jay and Zach look the same.
Well, that's wrong.
Anyways, it's Jay.
So he asks her kind of how you got here, and she starts to talk about she came on the show to get away from an abusive relationship. Going on the show propelled her. This is actually maybe the best story or way someone has ever expressed the benefits of going on the show personally.
I agree.
It sounds like for Claire, coming on the show is like a huge thing for her personal growth, and that's good. Interesting discussion until we got into another monologue, AB. Do you have anything on this, or did you not notice, or are you upset with me?
Are you talking about when she's saying, I know I'm not the youngest girl, the skinniest, the prettiest, but I know I have one of the greatest hearts.
Yeah.
The speech for a Zach moment was, or not Zach, for Jay, for a conversation with Jay, I don't know if it was needed. I didn't mind this one, I suppose.
It was fine, but you brought up that it's with Jay. Are you implying that she kind of wasted a big moment on...
Wasted a speech, yeah.
Okay, so doesn't that give you the feeling when she does this that she's not actually talking to the person that she's talking to? She's talking through them. She's talking... It's just, these are not extemporaneous moments. Someone could be like, how's your day going? And she'd be like, well, and then there's this, she just goes into this big moment and it's like, who are you talking to?
That conversation with Jay did not ask for that.
I don't think so. That moment,
not,
no, I don't think so.
It did not have a space in it. That conversation did not have a spot where that needed to be inserted.
To the camera, Claire says, and this is a quote, I came into this date only caring about Dale, but now I'm open to the possibility of, this is not a quote, but now I'm open to the possibility of maybe caring about some of the other guys here. It's not, here's the thing, that's not a funny joke because it's not outrageous enough of a quote. Like, I could have finished that quote and you'd be like, wow, I didn't know she said that. She didn't.
I will say this about Jay, Rim. She says all this stuff about how she's not the prettiest and all that. He doesn't respond with, like, you're beautiful or...
What did he say?
He didn't say anything, really. He kind of blew it.
Again, teed it up for you, Jay. Riley one-on-one time. Riley spends the first portion of his day apologizing for not jumping out of his seat. And then they dance to some, you know,
nothing.
Fake... to nothing, pretending it was Boyz II Men in their heads. Do you have anything on this? They smooch?
Hey, a little something here, Rim. I didn't like the dancing to no music, but then... We had three kisses here, Rim, including ones that she went in for.
That's big, because she doesn't do that with a lot of guys. Yeah,
I was ready to write Riley off, but somehow this move worked, and it seems like there's a little something here, Rim.
We did not do power rankings last episode. What do we need power rankings for? It's totally pointless. That's probably why I didn't even think of it. I have cool guy power rankings that I'll get to. My personal, like, when with power rankings. Where would you put Riley? Would Riley be like...
He's up there right now. If this was a normal season, the triple kiss. And she went in for the last one. Triple kiss? One sit down? That's good.
Little Ivan one-on-one time, maybe 2 seconds. I just want to point out, no screen time for Ivan.
It can't be all chess, Rim. I know you like the last chess thing. He brings up chess again. I like chess.
Chess is great. I have it on my phone.
You can't bring up chess every time you're on screen, or else the chess...
That's a great point.
You lose all your... It doesn't work. None of them work anymore. Then you start to think back, keeps bringing up chess. It doesn't hit anymore. Throws her queen away.
Dang, that's tough.
That's your guy Ivan. He keeps bringing up chess. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I agree, and it's tough to hear. That's
move on from the chess stuff, pal. You got to move on.
Chess is an opener. The piece is an opener. Let it take you out of places.
You can't run back to it. You can't.
Chess. What techniques do you know? Anyway, group date Rose Riley. Keeping us on our toes here.
Well, the first part of this episode, 3/4 of this episode even, screamed to me that the producers got in her ear, like, you need to
spread the love a little bit.
Spread a little. You need to, we got to save this season from what you did last episode, first episode. We got to save it. You got to show some other guys some love here.
I buy into that. I agree with that. There are a few people in the mailbag have some compelling theories about maybe what the production was involved in. After that, to the cameras, Yosef indicates he thought Claire's reaction early in the date was, quote, hot-headed and immature. This guy is cruising for a non-rose ceremony exit. Okay.
He's begging to get sent home.
Yes. Jason date, nighttime, because there are no daytime dates. It's simply too hot to do daytime dates. The batteries and the cameras would melt if they had to be out in the daytime date for during a day. Okay, so before this date, Jason gets a 3-page handwritten set of instructions from Claire, who wants him to write down a bunch of personal information and also bring 2 boxes of Kleenex to his first day of school.
I set aside some homework, too.
It's a little teacher joke.
Yeah, a little teacher.
Before the date, please take a moment to write a letter to your younger self. Mm-hmm. Okay, as if you're not nervous enough, you got to bare your soul on paper.
I would hate to get those instructions before my one-on-one date. Hate it.
I'm with you. You're already like, okay, first date, I'm nervous.
I'm nervous, and now I got to write down.
I got to get, what am I going to wear? And now I got to, here's like a really difficult, time-consuming task. You need to do this afternoon.
Like, how many pages? Also, how long's it got to be?
Yeah, how many words? Are you going to do
a
word count?
Instructions, yeah.
Jokes aside, this was an interesting, I thought this was an intriguing idea. On
I did
paper.
Too. Yeah. We got to doing some interesting new things because we're just going to be on property here.
This is the kind of thing fast tracks getting to know someone. A unique way to kind of spark some. Imagine if you had to do this and imagine the conversations that would come out of discussing your letter. I mean, there would be some interesting topics to come up.
Absolutely.
Talking about the growth you've had, maybe the change you've experienced and some hope for the future. AB, this is good on paper. And we ask for real conversations with depth. Can't complain when we get them. But I have one complaint. This was not good. Okay? That's my complaint.
Good complaint.
Thank you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we still don't know basic things about, they don't know basic things about each other. They know like deep wounds and trauma and scars.
This should almost
you
have
skip
been
past the first portion of getting to know someone.
This should almost have been a second or third date on the season when you're more comfortable. Obviously, your deepest secrets, you're not going to feel comfortable writing that down to someone you haven't even had a date with yet. That's not how it works. You can't rush that type of stuff. So he wrote down, I mean, we found out that Jason has some, you know, some stuff going on, some deep, some stuff that's happened in his life that has really impacted him, but we didn't find out what that was because of course he's not going to bare his soul to someone he has no idea anything about or if he's going to end up with. He doesn't, you don't just, you as the Bachelorette, you haven't just earned the right to hear everyone's
everything.
You know, everything about everybody. So completely understand why he didn't share what was going
Here's
on.
Here's the
with
thing,
him.
Though. Claire, I think, feels that way because she assumes, as we've seen over and over last night, that everyone knows everything about her.
Yeah.
Not just things that have occurred on TV, but like her whole...
Did some research. Yeah.
I just think you're right. It should be a second or third date thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, let's talk about the date a little bit. She said she copes with things by joking about herself to make others feel comfortable. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Then she asks, hey, did you see the season with Juan Pablo? He goes, yeah, I saw the ending. She's like, wow, what an incredible moment for me. That was so powerful of me. It's just a little too self-referential, in my opinion. And then, you know, she said she's found healing in her life by opening up to people recently. And then they get to writing things down they've been told about themselves that are hurtful, that they believe about themselves, and things they want to let go. What did you make of this, AB?
It was fun. I like that.
Okay.
It was,
therapeutic it was, activity.
Yeah, absolutely. And get to, you know, some of the things that people say about you, but also you know are a little bit true and you're working on them. And just getting that out there. I liked it.
I thought, hey, I should do this in my
personal
life.
Yeah, I
want to
do this.
I think it would be there's probably real value
exercise.
In this, of course.
Yeah.
Having said that, not great entertainment for me.
No. Not that entertaining of a date.
No. At one point, Jason was talking a little bit about his parents' marriage, which they're still together, and he was talking about how maybe they shouldn't be. I was like, geez,
I thought that was out of line. I thought that was out of line from Jason. If I was those parents watching that, mortified.
Mortified.
Okay, so everyone knows I'm in a bad marriage now, and my son doesn't even think we should be together. What do we do now? Do we move forward with our marriage, or do we, because he aired our dirty laundry on national television?
I mean, imagine... You're Jason's parents. You can't even talk about your son being on the show with other people anymore. Like, you know how, oh, he's coming on the show. You know, isn't that exciting?
Wow.
The date ends. Claire gives him a rose, says she doesn't want it to be the last conversation like this that they have. It was, you know, narrator, it was. There's no more conversations like this with these two. What did you think of her pulling out the dress from the famous Juan Pablo moment?
He had no idea about that either. Like, you know what this is? No, he didn't know what this dress was. He had no idea. Now, I knew. When I saw that dress, I knew. I knew what that dress was. I didn't know they got to keep all that stuff, for one. But, no, I liked it. It's fine.
Let's take a quick break.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Second group date. We go from deep to shallow, AB.
I like that.
It's dodgeball. Chris shows up, splits him into two teams. The winning team gets to go to quality time with Claire. The losers go home.
I'll say this, Rim, right off the bat. You know I'm going to be a hard critic of any sort of competition on this show. You got to pick the teams after you get a little feel for who
That's
the
true.
Players are, Rim.
That's true.
You can't choose that before. You got to do a couple you know, a couple practice rounds.
See who's got the arm,
the real, who's got the talent, who has some skill out here, and then you let them do, you know, actual dodgeball style. Two captains, you pick the two best players, you captain them out. We'll get more even teams by picking before you see them play. You're going to get on even teams, which we saw.
Maybe they got a couple of producers who are like you and me who just dream of like fantasy drafting contestants for things.
Could be.
They head to the locker room. When they split the teams up, they go to locker rooms and they find color, you know, uniforms and jock straps. I think that probably should have been a dead giveaway. No one should have been surprised when Claire suggested they make this a strip dodgeball competition.
Yep.
What'd you make this, AP? Did you have fun on this, watching this helter skelter? Didn't seem to be any rules. At one point, she had both teams take something off, which makes no sense.
Made no sense at all. The teams were unfair. Like I already previously stated, there wasn't any drama. No, you know, big moments where teams were having to battle for the win or anything like that.
It was really quick.
I couldn't get past when she had them take their socks off and play.
I was upset by that, too.
Without socks with their shoes. That would have been it. It wouldn't have been the jock strap. Yeah. Like the shorts. I'll take the shorts off. I don't care. But I'm not taking these socks off and running around in sneakers with no socks on. That's not happening.
Probably only brought one pair. You know, and that's your pair.
These are
for
my
the month.
Only pair. They're going to stink the rest of the time I'm here. Come on.
Garen, I think, on the losing team, I think it was Garen. The end was like, okay, you're down to your jock straps. We're going to put the black bars up. Classic Bachelor comedy. I think Garen.
What do you think was going on there? What, give me your opinion. They were making it seem like just jock strap, bare ass in the back. Maybe.
These old school, like.
Yeah.
And then you have a thick waistband and then two bands
straps on the sides
connecting
there,
the front to the back, and they're on the sides.
So bare ass cheek.
The vast majority
out.
Of your bottom, as my mom would insist I say, is bare. I'm not sure if these were that. I find that hard to believe because later when they go
that's
back.
What they made
that's
you,
what they made it
that's
seem.
What they had you
believe.
They wanted you to believe. Okay.
I'm not sure if I believe that because, and this is disgusting.
You don't think it was bare ass?
I don't think it was bare ass because, and this is gross, and I apologize that we're even discussing this in such a detail, but AB asked me a question.
It has
I
to be discussed.
It has to be discussed. Because one of the guys, it might have been Chasen or somebody, when they go back to the hotel, the lobby, the house, he sits down and kind of leans over and sits down right next to a guy. I can't imagine he did that with a bare bottom. I just don't think that. That's hard to believe.
I also wanted to bring this up. You know me. I follow. You give me something. You tell me. You want me to believe something. I'm going to believe it. So I'm going in thinking bare asses are out. When they go
it's
back
possible.
There and they're sitting on that couch with their bare asses. Disgusting.
Yeah.
It wasn't a leather couch
no,
either where you just wipe away.
Yeah.
It was microfiber.
No.
That ass.
You can't
that
have
smell.
That. You can't have that.
It's going to be in that couch the remainder of the time they're there. Unacceptable sitting on those couches.
I don't know for sure. I really want to, just for my own kind of so I can sleep at night knowing I watched the show, I want to believe that it covered. I want to believe.
Okay, so answer me this. At the end, I think the red team is the team that wins. They wipe the floor with them. It isn't even close. I mean, they have the NFL guy, for one, and a couple other guys who were good at dodgeball, apparently. The blue team walks over in front of her, like in a line. And a couple of them appear to show her their genitalia.
That's what I'm saying. Garen took his off. Garen literally took his off.
I know. So what do you think happened there? Do you think,
I think he took it off? What else? He didn't have two on.
You think he flashed her?
There's a lot going on here that I was uncomfortable with. And that was one of the things. I mean, I think
he pulled his underwear off.
I think he took
off.
His underwear off.
Straight up.
And it wasn't like a quick change where he like put his hand.
I think it was more than just him, too. I think two people at least pulled their underwear down.
I mean, what are we doing here? What is going on? First off, it should be noted. I think it's our duty as male Bachelor podcasters to acknowledge that if this were the roles were reversed, the show would be shut. This is unfathomable.
Absolutely unacceptable.
If it were The Bachelor making women
having
duties.
A strip dodgeball game with
ladies,
women?
Ladies,
no.
Ladies, ladies, let's turn this into
sleazy.
A white t-shirt contest. What do you say? Like, that would never happen. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just wanted to acknowledge that.
I'm with you.
Anyway, Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore. That's disgusting.
The logistics are these men got down into something. They were stripped down. You could think they have jackstraps or not, but then they got into a line in front of Claire, and some of them flashed her.
It was like The Godfather. Like, there's a line of guys like paying their respects on the day of her daughter's wedding.
And move on. Yes. That's what happened. Okay,
I didn't like this date at all. I didn't like this date. You know, sometimes I'm all for silly stuff on the show, silly dates. But this one was kind of some of the guys guys on TV are uncomfortable with it. Like, I'm not, that takes away from the fun of it. It makes you go like, this kind of sucks watching these guys do this that don't want to, you know, forced to take their clothes off. I'm uncomfortable.
I'm with you.
Quality time with Claire at night. The five winners get to spend time with her. Easy gets some time first. He gives her a foot massage with her shoes still on, which reminded Claire of why she's here. She wants chemistry. Apparently that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The foot massage with the shoe on was the key to that. What did you think of the Chasen one-on-one time?
He said he was bullied as a kid, and then they go in for a kiss. It's kind of a little awkward. They don't know if they're hugging or kissing, but then they smooch, Rim. They really smooch. Yeah. Okay?
I think I like Chasen. I think Chasen's good.
No, you're going to kill me for this, Rim, because of what happened later. I wrote Dale Who, Rim. That's what I wrote. Dale Who?
Why would I kill you for that?
We got some... because it's silly to think anyone, you know, about anything other than Dale.
No, that... we agree. The guy... It was a good connection here. Yeah. I agree with that sentiment. They made out
a couple kisses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey! Dale Who.
Dale Who, name of the episode will really get people talking. What are these guys going after? He compares his younger self to a hermit crab, stayed in all the time. Mm-hmm. I had a ton of hermit crabs growing up. Little known fact.
Really?
I had multiple rounds of hermit crabs when I was a kid. I don't remember their names, but I do remember one of them was named Smee, like the character from Peter Pan. I used to name my aquarium-based pets after characters in movies. I had fish named after the Ghostbusters, and before you ask, the black one was Winston. Any questions about my childhood? Any questions about that? That's a fact.
No questions.
Those are all
no
facts.
No questions.
I think Winston used to try and jump out of the tank on multiple occasions. He tried to, like...
Are we talking a big tank here?
No, it's a traditional medium child's aquarium. I'm guessing the water wasn't up to... When I think about how I kept my pets as a child, it makes me sad. Like, I had three hermit crabs in an aquarium that was no larger than, you know, my monitor here.
Yeah, I know exactly what type of aquarium you're talking about.
I was way too young
right
to have
now.
Them. I had fish when I was three.
What are you talking?
I swear.
I wouldn't give Izzy, who's five, a fish right now. I would not. No chance.
No.
Maybe five more years.
Anyway, back at the house. Okay, you want to talk about turning points? This is the Blake turning point. Turn for the worse. He's getting ready for a night on the town. Blake Moynes. He's from the losing team. He says, I walked home naked. Do I have to pair that with not getting time with Claire tonight? The answer is yes. Those are the rules.
It was very clear rules, actually.
There's no debate here. This is a black and white situation.
No wiggle room. No wiggle room with these rules.
So Blake decides it would be a good idea to go interrupt the date. This occurs so infrequently or so frequently on this show that there's a specific music score they use for it. So he goes to the date and he interrupts Jay's time with Claire. This is Jay again. Jay sneaky, always talking to Claire.
Was this Jay?
This was Jay. This is Jay. And Jay had a great line. He's like, hey, didn't you lose, bro? Like, turn around.
Listen, we need better security here. Yeah. Okay. This shouldn't even have been allowed. Like, Blake, where are you going, bro?
No,
get back.
They told him to do it.
You think so?
Yeah. Here's the thing, AB. Is this a lame move? Absolutely. But remember his first interaction with Claire. She praised him for breaking the rules when he messaged her during the offseason. She loved that he broke the rules.
There's breaking rules and then there's not accepting the results of a clear-cut competition. He's not breaking rules. He's just doing what
being
he
a,
wants.
Being a sore loser, as someone said, he's being a sore loser.
Exactly.
So Blake's there. Jay goes to the guys and tell them, hey, Blake Moynes came through. You're never going to believe this. Blake's here.
Blake said, this what this also, you know, made me gasp. He goes, you mind if I steal her for 5 minutes?
No one says five minutes.
You say a minute, and then you might stretch it to five. You don't say five, and then it's going to stretch to 10 to 20.
No one's ever said, can I get 5 minutes?
For 5 minutes.
It's too long.
Okay, that's longer than I've talked to her, so no, you cannot steal her for 5 minutes.
Anyway, the guys come through with their drinks, their cocktails, a big confrontation
brewing,
and they're storming
the
over
roll
there.
Up.
I don't know what they think's going to happen. They're going to beat him up. What are they going to do? Blake tells, I think he says to the camera, I wanted to show Claire I had balls.
No, he says it to them.
He said that to
the guys.
I had that written down. I couldn't believe that he would say that.
He goes, boys, I want to show her that I have balls. And then one of them's like, that's not big balls. You're just a sore loser, pal.
I think Blake's taking this a little too seriously.
Yeah.
The you broke the rules. I'm proud of you. Got sent him on the wrong path for this season.
Now he's just
going
to be breaking rules.
Yeah. Well, and as we found out later, he was once again rewarded for this behavior.
It's not stopping.
Blake is now officially unleashed. There's no telling what Blake's going to do next. And it ain't going to be playing within the lines.
Just a reminder, this is your guy, Blake
Not
Moins.
Anymore. No, come on.
This
I completely
is your guy, Blake,
Blake
Moins.
No, it's over. Those days are over. She tells him, we have to talk about this. I mean, come on, AB. She tells him she appreciates him coming. But I don't want to disrespect these guys, so like, it's time to skedaddle.
You got
to
get out of here.
Then they hug, and Blake goes in for a kiss.
Yikes.
What'd you make of this rejection?
She pushes them away. She says, not
dude,
come on.
Come on.
Come on, man. Not right now. Not right now.
I love
he's embarrassed. Your guy Blake
Stop.
Is embarrassing
it's not, it's
himself.
Not, I'm done with
he
Blake.
Was embarrassing himself. This was one of the most cringe moments. This kiss, this missed kiss, whoa. Bad.
I loved her rejection.
I'm surprised he just didn't keep on walking. He walked away, just keep on walking off La Quinta.
Walk out of the bubble, bud.
Off their property. Just right on out of the bubble.
This was a great, hilarious rejection from Claire.
Hilarious.
She puts her hand firmly on his chest and
on
goes,
the chest.
And goes, like she goes,
come on.
I mean, dude, read the room.
It's laughable to think you're going to get a kiss right now.
There are a lot of times Claire is really good. And this is a drawback of having like a rational bachelor and bachelorette in these situations. She's really good at totally diffusing conflict.
Yeah.
To the point where like nothing happens because she like got the guys to leave. Nothing occurred when it was that first episode and Yosef and Tyler C were talking. She that nothing came of that. Blake tried to kiss her and she's like, dude, like be serious.
Come on.
The things evaporate. She knows how to diffuse them very well. Brandon time.
Yikes.
This was...
Wow.
What do you make of this?
It's bad. It's really
this
bad.
This is not
Brandon,
good. This is bad.
This is a bad... This is not the way you want a conversation to go.
No.
Okay? Brandon tells her when he found out she was going to be the bachelor, he knew he had to be a part of it. That was a pre-written out line that he did not expect... follow-up questions to he did not expect there to be any follow-up to it. Claire had a lot of follow-up, unfortunately for Brandon.
Can I say it, I'm not offended by his initial line at all. That's something everyone says.
No,
it's a
everyone
lie.
Says that
it's obviously
it's
a lie for 90% of them, but I you're right, the guy froze.
He got caught up in a
put
lie
in the chamber.
It turns out he doesn't know anything about her. He did not do any research on her. It is obviously a lie that he decided to come on because it was her.
Yeah.
All of this was a lie, and she got to the bottom of it right away. And he had nothing to say. It was awkward.
This poor guy, not prepared to be on TV, not prepared for the moment, not a big fake on your feet guy.
Absolutely choked when the big moment came.
Completely choked.
This was his moment. Legitimately, if you just have a fine conversation... easily on to the next week. If you blow it, you're going home.
That's what happened. She says
he blew it.
She was very pressing him, like, you said you came here for me. Do you, you know, you don't know, what do you like about
you
me?
Don't know
do you know
anything
about
me?
He says, I don't know you personally. It was very bad. I think at one point he was like, can we, you know, like, hey,
can we just move on?
Come on. Like, let's redo the scene here. It was kind of fourth wall situation. Yeah. Yep. Claire says, there's a lot of guys here that say they like my drive or like what I have to offer or that I stood up for myself. Once again, referencing, again.
Rim's rolling his eyes. I can already tell Rim's rolling his eyes at that conversation.
First off, these things aren't specific either. So she's like, a lot. Now, granted, she's setting the bar very low for Brandon. She's like, just say something.
Say anything you like about
me. Yeah, just say something about me. And he couldn't do it. So, of course, you know, giving him the boot was the right thing to do. The guy got caught. But it was a little like, these other guys are great because they say super bland. Yep. It's like, the other guys are BSing you too, okay? Brandon's not the only one who gives you lines.
He just really choked he on just this really, conversation.
Yeah. You have to, it's like when Dee Ford was offsides in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. Listen, great player, do what you gotta do. We can't have you. We have to trade you. There's nothing else we can do. We have to trade you. I'm sorry. We can't we can't have the reminder of this moment for the whole season. Anyway, Brandon says he wants to find love. Not good enough.
No.
So there's not anything here. Sends him
home.
Too
little too late, pal. Yep.
Anything else on this?
This is where we get to what I like about Claire, Rim. I like Claire in conversations. She, number one, asks good follow-up questions. She's actually listening. She's good in conversations. I like some of the stuff she's getting into with these guys. She's really listening. She's engaged.
She's digging deeper.
With them.
She's digging deep.
She's digging deeper. She's following up with good questions to them. She's cutting through the crap. Even though she's unloading some crap, she's cutting through their crap to try to get to know some of them more. I like her as a lead, sitting down and having actual conversations with these guys. So
I think that's a completely fair assessment.
Okay.
I think that's a totally fair assessment, and I think I agree with you. But the other stuff outweighs, the eye-rolling moments for me outweigh. That's what I expect from an adult, is that type of conversation. We don't get it often. And when we don't, to be fair, we roast people who don't give it to us.
Absolutely.
Group date, Rose goes to Chasen. Chasen, watch out for Chasen. Keep an eye on Chasen. I mean, what's the point?
Keep an eye on Chasen.
The next day at the house.
Here's the thing. You gotta think under the lens that some of these, they got second chances. These guys got two lives.
Well, I don't know.
They lost the first life. We know that.
They never had it in the first place.
Okay.
But do we know that for sure? I mean, I don't know. I'm curious to see how that, they're not going to bring the rejected guys back, are they?
That's why you got to think it's got to be soon, because you got to have 10 people at least there.
Yeah.
When you bring in, but they might bring them back. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know the logistics, and I can't wait to find out.
I don't know. It would be interesting if the show didn't treat us like we didn't know what was going on and positioned like Chasen looking pretty good. Do you think he's going to make it to the real season or something like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, the next day at the house, the guys are talking about Claire sending Brandon home. Yosef, foot in his mouth once again, says, and this is if he were Brandon. He said he would have said that he told Claire that he doesn't like her as much as he used to because the strip dodgeball date was humiliating. For the record, Yosef was not on the strip dodgeball date. So he himself was not humiliated. He was humiliated on behalf of Brandon. It seemed classless, he says. And he's going to talk to Claire about it at the cocktail party. Surely this will end well. Do you have any comment on Yosef?
This is going to end terribly. I didn't like... I'm fine with him saying... You know, he wouldn't have done this. That's whatever. But you're talking to people that did it. So by calling, you're basically calling them classless, right?
No, I think some guys did it that because they felt like they had to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think probably some of them sympathize with that. But I don't think anybody likes Yosef. So he's not going to get a lot of support for this. And he's definitely not going to get a lot of support for confronting her about it. No one's going to be like...
No, this is... I mean, does anyone think this is possibly going to work out in Yosef's favor?
I predict Yosef will be gone within 10 minutes of the next episode.
Absolutely.
Cocktail party. Kenny tries to steal her away after
the
toast.
Is that who that was?
Yes, I had to pause. I had to...
Couldn't figure it out.
I had to guess from the side. His haircut. It's Kenny, the quote, boy band manager.
Okay.
She says, no, I want to talk to Blake Moynes.
Embarrassing moment for Kenny.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch it back, he's like, oh, sit.
Nope.
She goes, cheers.
Not now.
She goes, cheers. Get out of here. All right. That's a friend. Cheers. You're thinking Blake's in trouble. I mean, you got to be thinking Blake's in big trouble.
Of course I think he's in trouble. He's in deep shit. Okay, Blake's in deep shit. Rim's guy, Blake, is in deep trouble.
If you say that again, I'm going to pop off. Patience is wearing thin. That's not my guy. I get one grace period episode where I make bad claims about people, and Blake's one of them.
Guy's Claire toast. Tells him she doesn't. Claire says she doesn't want him to question anything. And then she, for unknown reasons to anybody, especially Rim and AB, she then hands him a rose. Why did she do this? What is going on?
I think it's a pot stirring production rose something. I don't know. I think they're just trying to get something going here, get the conflict going, and it's not working. Because even when he went back, he gets the rose, he goes back in, he's like, got the rose, feels good. Everybody's like, dang. And that's it. They're like, nothing really happens.
Dang, you got a rose? Okay, crazy.
Nothing comes of it. So yeah, it didn't even get the reaction. I was hoping for a big reaction.
You're not buying that Claire actually liked the move by Blake.
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
She's encouraging him, like we said earlier, to do some similar actions again. If she's rewarded him with this.
Yeah. That's rose. He's 2 out of 2 on getting rewarded for breaking the rules.
Yep.
Next up, Dale and Claire, one-on-one time. Okay. Dale tells Claire he's not afraid to be himself or share details of his life in depth with her. Mm-hmm. Claire starts talking about how hard it's been to be quarantined this year, especially with her mom unable to visit her. What did you make of this? Read between the lines here, one-on-one time.
They then say, Rim, beyond attraction, there is a deep connection.
Who said that?
Dale.
Okay. All right. What do you think he's referring to? Are you implying that they spoke beforehand? Do they know everything about
each other? Where would you have formed a deep connection, Rim, if they've only just met and they've only had a group date? Where would you have a deep connection from?
It is funny that they're saying these things out loud.
Connection.
Yeah. I hear you. I hear you, and I see your eyebrows. They're raised.
Okay.
Again, one of two things. Either they've been talking the whole time and they know more about each other than anybody else, which AB thinks, which is totally possible. Or I think it's possible Dale is just saying these things because she's saying them to him.
Okay.
Like she goes, hey, I have great feelings for you. Dale goes, for sure. Me too. I'm not sure if he has those.
I will say this about Claire. She's not her strong, confident, giving speeches self.
No.
She is with the other guys around Dale. She is her guard's down a little bit more. She's head over heels for Dale.
Giddy. I would say a little more, not as like stiff, kind of more
relaxed.
Loose.
She's relaxed. More, I think she's more herself and she's not as, polished and reciting probable lines she's thought about. She's flustered by Dale.
Totally agree. She at one point says, Dale and I have this, quote, crazy, unexplainable chemistry. Here's a read between the lines. You don't even have to read between these lines.
No.
It feels like I've known him for years. I can't put words to it.
Again, they've had a limo entrance, a short cocktail night conversation, a group date.
Mm-hmm. Which he didn't get the group date rose on. Yeah.
That's what they've had.
It's tough to believe that they're deep in love. Gosh, now that I think about it, I think they might have talked beforehand. I don't know.
It's tough to believe.
If you're just listening to what they are saying to each other.
Yeah. It's right
there
in front of our faces.
What they've done on the show so far?
It's right there.
It's right there, folks. It's right there. How would you have this connection with someone that you've just met? Like, I understand the physical attraction and even falling for someone that quick. But don't tell me you have a deep connection with someone and you have this chemistry.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You can't. Chemistry isn't something you do. What's that KG
Kevin
quote?
Kevin Garnett quote. Chemistry isn't something you can just cook up, throw it all in throw it in the pan.
Tortilla.
I'll just put it in here. What a great quote. You can't just cook it up. You can't just throw it together.
You can't throw it in a microwave in a tortilla.
Microwave. That's the thing. He goes, you can't just microwave chemistry.
It takes a long time. Chemistry takes a long time. Okay?
That's one of the great quotes, and it's true. That's one of the great quotes. What the quote says is factual. You can't just cook it up in the microwave with a bunch of...
That quote works perfectly here to describe why these two have talked before, because they have a chemistry. They do have that chemistry that KG's talking about, and that can't be microwave. That's the slow cook.
That's okay. KG, you guys think you're going to do well in the playoffs? Because chemistry, you can't just cook it up.
can't just throw chemistry in a tortilla, throw it in the microwave. It's like, why did he say that?
Chemistry is something that you just don't throw in a frying pan and mix it up with another something and throw something on top of that and then fry it up, put it in a tortilla, put it in the microwave, heat it up and give it to you and expect it to taste good.
Anyway, one of the great quotes of our time.
No rose ceremony, but I don't care because what's the point? Where's the drama in a rose ceremony at this point? It doesn't matter. I don't know who.
I care. Why? I still want my traditional formatted episodes, especially when really nothing has happened to make you not have. This wasn't a to be continued for any reason, right?
No, I wasn't a to be continued. It actually was not, but. You're implying that because there's no rose ceremony, it's like a cliffhanger. There was no cliffhanger. It's just they.
That's the thing. Claire if you and don't Dale have kiss, a cliffhanger, give me the rose ceremony at the end of each episode.
Period. That should be in the handbook, the manual for making this show. Yeah. Next week, I think it really turns up, AB. I know you didn't watch this, but there are references to.
I believe you.
Somebody says maybe there's been some contact on social media. There's discussion about the guys potentially leaving.
Who that could be.
I think they might be talking about Dale and Claire. The most intriguing thing to look forward to in this season for me is who does what to cause the dominoes to fall. Does Claire fall in love with Dale and say, I want to leave? Does Claire and Dale take it to another level physically after a date and then the guys find out about it and then they decide to leave? Or does production say, okay, like, what are we doing? We can't have you do this. We have to speed up. We have to like do something to get out of this situation. You know what I mean? I want to know how this happens because we've all been under the assumption that Claire left, but that might not be the case. Did you watch the credit scene? One of the great credit scenes in recent memory?
I did watch the credit scene, yes.
Damar, who doesn't get enough screen time, by the way, heads over to Bennett's room, which is apparently different than everyone else's, which I love. I love.
Love it.
This was hilarious. I watched this like five times. He says he's having a spa. He's in a robe, and he's like, oh, come on in, Damar. Just have my spa water.
Come on in, you broke motherfucker.
That's the great Chappelle show, cracks the dinosaur egg.
Yeah. It's MTV Cribs. Yeah. MTV Cribs, Bennett's suite at La Quinta Inn.
Multiple fireplaces, a master bathroom, huge suite.
They showed him earlier. He has, I counted 7 pairs of dress shoes.
Yeah. That's reasonable. Fantastic. That's reasonable. I just love Bennett so much. I liked him more than I thought I would. And I was hoping
he's great.
Like him. He's great.
He's great. He's
and
great.
Everybody, it appears everybody likes him. When he was running through,
like
everybody's
that
like,
too.
That's Bennett. What's going on?
I like that Bennett's the rich, like, character that everyone loves to have around.
Love it. Okay, huge response to the mailbag from last week, AB, 773-234-7794. AB's question was, how dare they, and are you as upset as I am? A lot of responses. Cannot get to them all, but thank you to everyone who texted in. Dee Dee from Arizona. I don't think I'm as mad as AB. I guess I'm starved for new Bachelor content. I'm glad to see the show starting to fess up about what everyone already knows. I think it's possible that Claire simply stalked the Instagrams of her contestants and didn't make contact with Dale ahead of time. I think if she had, it would have been found out and she would have been fired immediately. But the way things are playing out, it works to the show's advantage because it has created so much buzz. Thank you, Dee Dee. Adam from Austin. Frankly, I'm furious about the obvious flaunting of the rules from Claire and Dale. The show needs to Claire out the BS. out the BS and get redacted in ASAP. Also, shout out to Straight Jacket Guy. I was hoping to see a Michael Scott scene where he lost his key and that's why he was stuck in the outfit the whole night. That's one of my favorite scenes in the history of The Office. That's simply good. Where Michael Scott goes, magic, magic, magic. Sarah from Chicago. Thanks, Adam. Sarah from Chicago. I'm not mad at all. It was so exciting seeing her reaction to finally seeing Dale in person. According to anyone who's met Dale, he's the sweetest, kindest person, so I hope things work out.
Hey, positive Dale does only. Seem, oh, to be clear, Dale seems sweet. And yes. Like a great contestant. We would, me and you would be completely back.
Yes.
If it was a different scenario.
Facts. Dale is the
right. And I do back him. Just to be clear, we both back Dale yeah, and Claire.
Sure.
The relationship, it's just not good for business.
It's bad okay? for business. It's bad okay. for business. Yeah. Dale, the person, is being lost in
yeah,
the.
Yeah, it really is. He could be. He seems like one of the great guys yeah. this show has ever seen. So
sad.
Yeah.
Sydney from Chicago. On Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy asked, I saw this. Jimmy asked Claire a true or false question, basically asking if she met Dale, fell in love, and left the show because she knew he was the one. Claire shockingly said false. Of course, she could be lying, but I think there's more to the story. Maybe it somehow gets out how much she likes Dale and the other guys refuse to go on the season, thus bringing in the new Bachelorette. Who knows? But my hot take is that all the Claire drama, this is a hot take. Who knows, but my hot take is that all the Claire drama will be more interesting than going through the normal Bachelorette
wow.
process.
Oh, that's a take.
That's a hot that's take. A take. That's
the whole Bachelor Nation is like,
hot
us.
Take.
And yeah. this take is like, don't even care about it. That's a blazing hot take. I respect it.
Okay.
Carrie from Maryland. I'm not a big Claire fan, never have been. On Juan Pablo's recap, I noticed she was doing the baby talk like Crystal. This is Carrie. Claire's a try-hard. Wanting so, so badly to be in love, I'm willing to bet she has written her name with the guy's last name for every crush she's ever had. Poor poker wow. face, since it's obvious she and Dreamboat Dale spoke in advance. I assume they met in person before the show, but after watching their first interaction, I don't think they did. I also assumed she talked to about five guys before the season. That sounded like she talked about the restaurant Five Guys. I also assumed she talked to about five guys before the season, but I also didn't get that vibe. I'm hoping she is honest about it at some point, and I'm curious if they are still together.
Did you write that one?
No, that's from Carrie in Maryland. It would be hilarious if I did a fake mailbag thing. No, Angie in the San Francisco Bay Area. Hard disagree on your theory that Claire and Dale met and or talked before meeting on the show. I've listened to interviews with Claire and she sounds like a genuine person who would want to give the process a real chance. Did she look up the guys online and have a favorite going in? No doubt. And who could fault her for that? But would she have risked Dale getting kicked off the show for breaking the no contact rule? No way. What we saw on TV this week was, from Claire, love at first in-person sight. And it was amazing to see. I'm excited to see this play out, but I agree it would be best if the Claire story wrapped up sooner rather than later. Fingers crossed. Thank you, Angie. Heather in Seattle, tinfoil hat time. What if producers helped facilitate Claire's early exit because they saw how bad she was being as the lead and took advantage of her connection with Dale to save the season? 3 question marks. Makes you think. Mm-hmm. A lot of moon pie talk, AB. A lot of moon pie talk. Unbelievable. Did you get a text from your coworker about the moon pies?
No talk, but I had some people tweeted at me.
A lot of moon pie talk.
Had some, I think I've learned some where I fell.
I know more about moon pies and the origin of moon pies than I know about any other snack now.
Me too.
Here's one from Michael.
What do you got?
Here's one from Michael in Philadelphia. I'm originally from Southern Alabama near Mobile, the original home of Mardi Gras in the United States. Moon pies are a traditional throw at Mardi Gras parades. In fact, Mobile has tried to create their own New Year's Eve tradition with the moon pie drop in downtown, celebrating the delicious treat. I want to live in a place where they drop treats from the sky. Anyway, it's basically a prepackaged s'more with some marshmallow filling surrounded by 2 graham crackers and covered in chocolate. This is a lot of content for a guy who just brought moon pies. At his intro. That was all that was on the
screen.
And
he might not even be there. I don't even know which guy did that.
I think
that.
It was Yosef, and he's from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
That's what Michael mentioned.
Yeah, that explains
here.
It then. Okay.
There are some alternative flavors, banana, orange, and others, but everyone knows chocolate is the only good one. They're best enjoyed either immediately after.
I love when people say everyone knows something, because we do that all the time. Everyone knows, and then you say something.
I do it now. I've gotten into it lately because that gif of Jonah Hill in This Is the End going, sick reference. You have the best references. Everybody knows that. Like when people talk about you, they're like, that guy has the references. And that gif makes me laugh. It's like a 10-year-old movie. Yeah, I love it. But everyone knows chocolate is the only good
everyone
one.
Everyone knows that. I love that comment.
They're best enjoyed either immediately after catching one while you're starving, standing at the rope during a parade, or heated up for a few seconds in the microwave when you get home. Hmm. And I think a few people mentioned they're called whoopie pies in Maine.
That's what I learned. I think they're the same. It sounds like they're the same thing or very close to the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm mixing up moon pies and whoopie pies,
yeah.
I think, here.
I think you were too.
But they're the person. My coworker's from Maine, so I assume they brought me whoopie pies. Did you see the picture of the moon pie being dropped, the big moon pie?
No.
It's a giant moon pie.
Wait. I thought it was individual packages.
The ball dropping. It's like a ball dropping.
Okay, that's unbelievable.
It's a giant moon pie.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Last one.
We got to get to the moon pie drop.
Last one, 631 area code. Did you guys know Dale is good buddies with Kenny Santucci of Challenge fame?
Okay, hold up.
Yeah. This says AB, hate him all you want, but Dale might be our... We don't hate Dale. AB, hate him all you want, but Dale might be our one and only chance of getting a Mr. Beautiful back on the screen.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Thanks to everyone who texted in, 773-234-7794. Do you have this week's question?
We kind of got a lot of it here. No, we didn't get as much as I thought we'd get in this mailbag, but I want to know which portion of this season you're excited for. If you're even watching this portion, for one,
yeah.
If you're watching the Dale portion or the Dale and Claire portion, or if you're waiting for the you're more excited
redacting.
For that. I want to know which you're redacting that.
I'm just going to redact it.
Yeah. Okay. I want to know which portion you're more excited for right now.
773-234-7794. Bachelor headlines of the week. AB.
You got one?
Ashley and JP, man. That's not it. They broke up. That came out right when we published last week's episode. That's your favorite Bachelor couple of all time. Big shocker. You never know what people are going through. You never know what people are going through. And marriage is not an easy thing to do. It's hard.
She made it seem in the Instagram, they said something about how they just had, you know, differences. I'm taking that
read between the lines.
I'm reading between the lines a little bit. What's the thing that's dividing this nation more than anything right now?
Pick something. What's your theory?
Politics.
Interesting.
One of them is one way. One of them's the other way. At this point, I think a lot of people have reached the point where they can't even associate with someone from the other side. I think it's something with that. That's my guess.
Hey,
what do you think?
You could be right. I don't know. I wanted to respect their privacy. I don't know. I didn't think about it. I was just, you know, you never know. My message is you just never know. See somebody out on the street, see somebody being out. You never know what somebody's going through. You never know what's going on at home. That shocked people. I think that genuinely shocked everyone who read that news.
Absolutely. Didn't see that coming. It's very sad news for...
It's a big bummer.
For a lot of people, me included.
All right, do you have a headline?
Yes.
I've come up with a game of trying to find AB's headline before.
Okay, so here's the thing. Tons of headlines, I'm sure you saw if you were looking up Bachelor headlines this week about Claire making the guy strip. And she's of headlines.
That just happened last night. I didn't see any headlines about that.
Well, when do you think I look up the headlines? I want fresh headlines.
That's good.
I'm not
thank
looking
you,
up the headlines
you,
a week ago, Rim. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I want
I'm
fresh headlines
I'm
here. You think I want a headline from
I went
a week
from
ago?
7 days ago.
Are you serious? No, anyways, so since that episode aired, tons of, you know, did Claire mess up doing this? And in all fair questions, I didn't choose one of those. This one's more informational to the people that I found interesting and informative. The Bachelor Matt James season is officially filming in a quarantine bubble. It started last week, did all the tests, no one tested positive. One interesting thing in this article, this is from Yahoo Online, some people had to be sent home from Claire's season for testing positive.
Oh, I did not know that.
Found that interesting to find out. They are recording in Pennsylvania? The season has started. I'm assuming we're going to get a season right on time.
That is good news.
To start the new year is what the timeline checks out. They can do it.
That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People have asked, why aren't we doing a bracket? Well,
the bracket.
I think for obvious reasons why we're not doing a bracket, that'd be pointless. Also, the site that we use, the sites that we've considered, are doing weekly pick'ems. I don't like that. People forget to do it. And then the number of people who are participating reduces drastically week by week. So I want to do a full season pick'em bracket, traditional. I'm hoping we have that opportunity.
Yeah.
For redacted. Yes. anything else, AB, you want to mention before we go? Did we go outrageously long? I think we did. Are these numbers right?
Sure. It looks like it. I'm looking at the time here. Yeah. It looks like it.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
No. No.
All right. Merch again. Big merch
I'll
drop.
I'll tell you what, Rim. Yeah. I got something, Rim.
Okay. Big merch drop.
Big merch drop? Yeah, big merch drop.
I don't know if you remember, but...
Did you tell them about the socials, Rim? I'm enjoying this season. I'll tell you what. I'm making an effort to get into the comments section, seeing what everyone's talking about. I want to interact with people more this season, okay, Rim? So they need to follow.
At Roastcast Podcast.
They need to
on
follow.
On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Can I say something about that? I stink at... My skills in that area are deteriorating. The tweets aren't as funny as they used to be. I don't get off as many as I used to.
Getting old?
And it's not that I'm getting old. I'm just, I don't know. Twitter's not as fun as it used to be in the old days. And I'm also scared. If you go to our feed on Twitter, you'll freaking see a spoiler. It's terrifying out there. Where people are popping. If you have a tweet that does really well, people who don't follow you will pop in and like talk about something you don't want to see. It's just like,
please don't do that.
And Instagram, can I say this is getting old. Instagram made it more complicated to post a story. I'm confused as what's going on with the stories. Go ahead. It's just too much.
Never mind. I guess don't follow
it. No, that sounded like don't follow. Follow, but I don't know. The tweets aren't as good. Don't expect good quality. Go ahead.
Okay, never mind.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for listening, I suppose.
Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.